Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam. How are you?
Kia ora. How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
We've been asking people what they do to make Friday feel like Friday in lockdown, and we've got some good suggestions. Someone said they do a flat paint and sip, which I assume is like a wine and art night. Do you all do the same thing?
I have been painting in lockdown.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got some oil paints.
Nice.
There's only paints in it though, which is silly, so I've got another order on its way.
Excellent.
You know, just painting artwork of naked men. It's very Renaissance of me.
Gorgeous.
Nice. Someone else says, Odette says that their Friday is going to involve dressing up in her favourite Flash outfit and drinking pina coladas, which sounds...
Oh, I want to be in your bubble.
Very enjoyable. And someone says that they're still working in the supermarkets, keeping New Zealand stocked with tofu. So it feels like Friday for them in that respect. Good on you. You are doing literally the most at the moment. So shout outs to you. What's happening in Tally at the moment, Sam? What's going on out there?
So I've been, you know, hunting for the perfect comfort watch to kind of get us all through lockdown, because it's a bit tedious.
Yes.
And this is a show that I reviewed either last year or this year, but season 2 is on its way out, and it just got nominated for 20 Emmys.
What?
We're going to talk about it right now. It's Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Ted Lasso season 2.
I saw a really good meme the other day, and it was like a photo of a town on fire and just someone yelling, "Have you watched Ted Lasso?" And I was like, this is it. This is the vibe right now.
It's just, if any BFM listener has not started watching this show, get an Apple TV Plus subscription and watch this show, because it will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will fill your heart. It's just so sweet. And I'll just run through the basic premise for everyone that doesn't know. Basically, it's a show that's based off of an ad in America in like the 2000s, where Jason Sudeikis, of SNL fame, I believe, who's SNL, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
played an American football coach coaching in a British football team, so different footballs,
different
soccer,
footballs.
If you're feeling weird. And they've turned into a whole show where he is this, like, infectiously positive person who is coaching like a very serious British football team, and the trials and tribulation that comes with it. And one of the things that's so great with the show is Jason Sudeikis is obviously amazing as a titular character, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
But the whole cast in season 2 has really been fleshed out.
Totally.
And gets to do some really, really fun stuff. I think my favourite character is Keely Jones.
Oh, I love Keely.
And it's just one of those shows. I watched it after having a few wines the other day, speaking of Friday, and I was just like in my bed, just being like, and like a few tears. And I was just, it's just great. Like, there's 6 episodes now out now, I believe, out of maybe an 8 or a 10 episode season, and it's just one of those shows that in lockdown will bring you so much joy and make you want to help others and do your part. And it's just like this weirdly sweet comedy that actually really, really works.
It's one of those shows where when you explain the premise to people, they're either like, I would not watch that. That sounds like nothing I'm interested in. This was me originally. I was like, sports show? I don't really know the rules of football. Is this going to be good or not? It's just universally, this show is just the best.
It's not
so
stressful.
Much lovely bits.
Like, any sort of conflict that arises is pretty much immediately resolved, which really I find quite soothing.
Yes, agreed. Very much agreed.
And the stakes, no matter how high they get, are always, like, there's always compassion for all the characters that are facing these conflicts.
Yeah.
There was a Christmas episode this season.
Yeah.
Zoe didn't like the Christmas episode.
I hated the Christmas episode.
You didn't like it?
No, I did not. I
enjoyed the Christmas episode. Why did you not like it, Zoe?
It really put me in a weird headspace. I felt like something was going on, and I just, like, I don't know. It was too weird, and maybe I'm just not a very festive person.
I think one of
also,
the things...
Also, it's August.
It feels weird to watch a Christmas episode in the middle of the year. Like,
yes,
that
it does
feel odd.
But you can put that behind you. It's lockdown. Anything goes at this point. Christmas movies in lockdown, totally fine.
Bah humbug.
I'm also really enjoying the current storyline that's going on with, let me show the actor's name. Toheeb Jamoh, who plays Sam, one of the football players. Basically, he is from, correct me if I'm wrong, Zoe or Rachel, Nigeria? In the show. And basically, his dad is disappointed with him because one of the main sponsors of the football team is destroying their country or corrupt or capitalist and doing all that stuff. And it's just the way the show handles that kind of like real world tension with football players. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's great.
Yeah, it is really good. I think one thing that I have learnt about Ted Lasso from talking to my friends who are much more involved in the world of sports than I am is that there's heaps of little Easter eggs that are like related to, you know, football players that are currently playing. So there's characters that are pretty direct parodies of real football pundits and football players. There's also like a whole speech that Ted does at one point that's like word for word a very famous speech that an NBA player gave. There's like a lot of little Easter eggs in there for people who are big sports nerds, but also for people who are big film nerds, there's a lot of little Easter eggs in there for you too. So it's kind of, it's got layers, this onion, and they're all lovely, so just go and watch it.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 review from BFM here. You just gotta shout out. It's not really like winning the best show of the year kind of awards, but it is an amazing show that everyone should watch if they want to feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Great recommendation there, Sam. I stand by that one. What else will you be doing today to lean into Lockdown Friday?
You know, me and the flat are going to hang out. I've got a COVID test booked at 10:25. So
love that.
That's
nice.
And yeah, just hang out. We're doing a big yard day this weekend if the weather permits.
Cool.
Modelling some clothes my flatmate made. We're all just doing stuff.
Nice.
That's fun.
Well, I hope your COVID test goes well and enjoy,
I'm sure it will.
Enjoy hanging out in the yard. We'll see you soon, hopefully, and we'll certainly talk to you again next week. See you later, Sam.
See you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
I do love